Hello and welcome to the latest episode of SG Voice Talks 2. Today we're lucky enough to be joined by Oriana Brechka, founder and chief executive of Aquacycle, which is a company providing technology to treat high-strength wastewater, eliminate primary sludge, and recover energy as direct electricity. So that means no methane. What fascinates me is this actually provides up to 95% savings in operational treatment costs, which is a huge deal for the wastewater industry, especially if it's solving an emissions problem at the same time. Now, Oriana, one of the first questions I want to ask you is what are the problem you're solving? But I actually have a question before that. What is high-strength wastewater?
Great question. So most of us really don't think about wastewater all that often, right? You got water that comes out of the tap and it disappears down the drain and it goes somewhere. But we think about water use in our daily life as a residents, but in industries, and especially in manufacturing of beverages, of snack food, of wine and beer, they generate industrial wastewaters. Now, what we send down the drain is actually pretty dilute, right? Even if you're flushing, even if it's coming from your kitchen, there's not a lot of organic pollution, believe it or not. Relative to a lot of these manufacturing settings, which are generating organic pollution that discharges to the sewer at about 1,000 times higher concentration of organic carbon than what you see in a household. So when we say high-strength wastewater, that means it's highly polluted, mostly with organic carbons, which are easy to remove with the right technology.
Excellent. So I'm going to having taken that dive straight in because I was really quite confused, let's take a step back. And could you explain to me what the problem is that you're actually solving?
Yeah, absolutely. So as a business, we're really addressing these high strength streams. But if you take a higher view, wastewater that's generated around the world globally, 80% of it is discharged into the environment with minimal or no treatment at all. In fact, we only treat 20% of our industrial discharge, our agricultural runoff, and our sewage globally. But the way that we do it with these centralized infrastructures, the sewer systems, and these high energy demand treatment plants, just that 20% treatment that we're doing generates more greenhouse gas emissions than the entire shipping industry. So the problem that we're trying to solve is get to 100% treatment, because that 80%, right, causes a lot of problems environmentally and relative to human health when exposed. But there's no way that we can treat 100% of our wastewater discharge with the existing technologies that we're using today. We'd never meet our climate goals, and it's just not practical from a scalable, cost-effective approach.
So what exactly is it that Aquacycle does to address this problem?
So the way that Aquacycle is addressing this problem is with a distributed approach. So we have package plants that are basically shipping containers full of technology that we integrate on a customer site or in a community or at an agricultural application. And we treat the wastewater where it is generated. Depending on the type of wastewater that we're treating, right, we may actually produce irrigation quality reuse water without additional technology.
So how exactly does the technology work?
So the way that the technology works, so our core tech is called the bioelectrochemical treatment technology, or BET, B-E-T-T. And how this works is based on a microbial fuel cell. So we use naturally existing bacteria that we source locally from the environment that we're working in. We bring the bacteria in to our reactors, which are about the size of a car battery, along with the wastewater that we want to treat. So what the BET reactor does is it creates an environment that selects for bacteria that have a capacity to generate electricity at the same time that they consume the pollutants in the water. And so this relationship is really directly related to how bacteria eat and breathe. So the faster we make a bacteria breathe, the more electrons we get back from them. That means the more current that we can generate. So the faster we move electrons away from a bacteria, the faster we make them breathe and the faster they eat. right? And so the more electricity generation out of our system means a faster treatment rate.
So how much, I mean, I'm just trying to understand the sort of scale of what you do. How much electricity can you generate from one of these fuel cells, microbial fuel cells?
It's minimal. Yeah. So one little battery size unit is going to generate maybe 600 millivolts. Now, we have 640 of these batteries in a standard shipping container, depending on the application that we're setting up in. So an industrial setting where we're at a beverage producer, for example, we have a lot of organic pollutants coming to us. We can generate around 2,000 kilowatt hours a day. Now, that's enough maybe to charge some forklifts, to do LED lighting in a warehouse, but it's not enough to power the whole industrial plant, right? What is really cool, I think, about the tech is that we can treat a lot of organic waste with very little energy. So we can be energy neutral. But even if we're not, just to put it into context, right, we remove thousands of kilograms of organic waste out of the water every single day. It only takes 60 kilowatt hours a day to do that removal. In a conventional treatment plant, centralized system, it would take 2,500 kilowatt hours to perform the same task. So we really help in terms of energy savings. And because of that low energy consumption, so one of our clients is PepsiCo, and we actually are mitigating 100 tons of greenhouse gas emissions every single month because of the way that we do that treatment.
You mentioned the idea of working with a beverage company. I'm interested in, you know, what are the sectors that you can actually help in this way? Because you mentioned organic material, and that makes sense with food and drink and with beverages. I'm used to saying drinks, but I'm also interested because I saw that you also remove pollutants like oil and gas from water. So how does that work?
Same process. But we're not, you know, instead of starting with a very simple organic contaminant like sugar, right? Now we're starting with an organic like gasoline or diesel. It's all organic carbon. It's just in a much different form. So we take the exact same design, the exact same approach on startups, still naturally occurring bacteria from the environment, and then same approach, distributed package plant, and we set up shop, tank terminals, right? So anywhere where you're storing oil and gas, you may have to maintain a tank, and that means you have to drain it and clean it. And so we take that discharge. So anything from refinery forward, anywhere there's a tank, which is a ship, a rail car, a truck, a port associated tank farm, we can help make sure that those hydrocarbons don't wind up in a receiving water body. And we actually recover DC power in the process of treatment. Right now, treating that wastewater costs a lot of money. Is very difficult to do and often involves some level of incineration or deep well injection, very non-sustainable approach. And so, you know, we offer an alternative to that, which sometimes can save customers up to 50% against those other processes.
I mean, it is fascinating because from the sounds of things, what you're saying is you have a solution which takes a microbe and whatever it is it needs to eat, you can match the microbe to the food source. So you can pretty much clean any kind of water anywhere for anyone.
Pretty much, as long as it's organic.
As long as it's organic.
Yeah.
Well, we're about sustainability. We want it all to be organic.
That's right. That's right.
That's fantastic. So one of the questions I'm always interested in finding out an answer to when we're talking to companies that are actually changing the way in which the operating environment works is, why you? What makes AquaCycle special?
Well, right now, we are the only technology on the market that can address, A, these really concentrated streams, right, that are coming out of manufacturing plants, and also the only technology on the market that can address anaerobically the removal of all of these hydrocarbons, gasoline, diesel, benzenes, in a very small footprint with very minimal energy usage. And so that's a big differentiator for us, right? And because of the low energy usage in our treatment, and we take a lot of pollution out of the water, that really enables the mitigation of all of the greenhouse gases associated, right? So as a unique product, we address a lot of different applications. And so we're just scratching the tip of the iceberg, really.
What is BOD and why does it matter that you can remove more than 25,000 parts per million?
Great question. So BOD is biological oxygen demand. That is a measure of organic carbon in the water. That is what is regulated around the world through any international or county, state, EPA. Right, you have to measure the BOD, and you have to hit a certain permit level before you can discharge BOD into the environment. Now, it depends. Permits depend on where you're operating. But what's special about the fact that 25,000 milligrams per liter of BOD? If you think about what's in a city sewer, all right, just putting that into context, if it's pretty dilute, right? It's only about 400 milligrams per liter or parts per million in a city sewer. So the fact that we can treat 25,000, actually we can treat upwards of 300,000 milligrams per liter directly without dilution is a big differentiator in the wastewater industry.
I can imagine, because basically what you're doing is you're solving a problem that's being driven by regulation, by increasing energy costs, and by a need to operate more sustainably. So is there anything I haven't asked you about AquaCycle that you'd like us all to know about?
AquaCycle, we are headquartered in the United States. However, we just opened offices in the Netherlands.
Oh, excellent. Welcome to Europe.
Thank you. Very excited to be there. And, you know, the reason that we are now focusing much more on Europe is because of these changing regulations. And in fact, there's going to be more and more regulations changing in 2024 relative to how industries in particular will be able to discharge into municipal infrastructure and or directly into the environment. And so this is going to put a lot more cost pressure back onto industries. And so we're getting a foothold established there so we can help out as these things become enforced over the next 2 years. In the U.S., we don't have as strictly enforced regulations when it comes to discharge. They exist, but they're not exactly always enforced, and it's very different from state to state. Us being in California, which is the most regulated state relative to pretty much anything climate related, which is awesome. So we're working with global partners here at their facilities to really showcase cost savings, energy savings, sustainability, and helping them meet ultimately their environmental, social, and governance goals.
Well, I think that's a perfect note to leave our interview on. I just want to say thank you so much for joining us today, Arianna. And I hope the audience will join us again on our next episode of SGV Talks 2.